Yesterday, we joined Sam and his mum to pick homegrown organic fruits and vegetables in the garden. We then learned how to make a wonderful vegan lunchbox with raw courgette hummus, cherry tomatoes filled with vegan cream cheese, and date syrup glazed cinnamon apples. Yum! And now we're back in the kitchen to prepare our second lunchbox, perfect for school, work, or any outing.
Hello, welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Now we are going to be doing our second lunchbox.
And the ingredients for our second lunchbox are some pasta, which I already made beforehand, a vegan sausage, which is already fried, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of curry, and it depends, of course. Sam really likes a little bit of spices, so if your child doesn't like that, then just leave it out, or do maybe 1/4 of a teaspoon of curry or any other spices you like. And then we're gonna have 2 tablespoons of mushroom sauce. Let's get cutting then, Sam.
Yes. So which ones should we cut first?
Let's start with our homegrown beans. Shall I show you how we could cut it? Just remove these ends. And then I think you just chop it in small pieces like that. Okay?
Okay.
Do you want to do some as well? Very good. Wow, look at that color. And you can sense the freshness of it, hey?
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice, we don't have to go to the supermarket. We can just go to the garden, hey? For whatever we need. Okay, very good, darling.
Okay.
Very good. I think that's enough for the beans, hey?
Enough.
Yeah, hey? Now shall we take our, again, homegrown spinach beet?
Yes,
yeah?
It's like this.
Yeah, you like this color, didn't you?
Yeah, I like this color.
I think if you just, we can just wrap this in pieces or, do it like that. You don't need a knife even, can do we? That's it.
And then we'll have to put them separate, even though we're going to do them together.
Ah, yeah, you mean the beans have to cook a little bit longer, hey? That's very right, that's very true. You can leave the hard bits out, you can put them there, only the soft bits, hey? Oh, wow. The color is not only nice, it's just shiny and bright.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you can sense, you can smell it coming out of the garden, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I'll put this all on your plate, on your chopping board. And now the red pepper. We really enjoy growing these as well, hey?
Yeah.
So, you know what? I cut these in two. And then we take all the pips out. And then you can do some cutting. There we are. Take all the pips out. So I'll cut it in half in pieces and then you can cut it up in more pieces. Hey?
Okay.
Because Sam only cuts, uses this knife when one of the parents is there, hey? Careful, darling. Very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's done.
All right. I think we're all there. We can start cooking.
Yeah, stop cooking.
All right. Okay, darling, you can give me the olive oil. You can pour it in. Very good. Yeah.
Done.
A bit more. Yep. Thank you. You can put in the curry. Yeah, the whole thing. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So again, we fry this to enhance the flavor, and then all the flavor comes out.
So let's put the veggies in now.
First of all, yes. You know why we put these first? Yeah, hey?
Because they're the hardest.
Yeah. You can put them in.
No,
no, just your hands is fine. You wash your hands first. First, the first bits. Good boy. Yeah. Okay. Put them in, huh?
Okay.
Wow. Look at the color. It's lovely, hey?
Mm-hmm.
So we just fry them. I think we're going to put a little bit more olive oil, darling.
A little bit more.
There we are. And then we have to stir fry this for a few minutes on high heat. We fry this for about 3 minutes or 3 to 5 minutes. Looks depends nice. How you want it. Depends how you want it. Some people like it really crunchy and some people like it ready cooked. So, you
I
know.
Prefer it crunchy.
Crunchy? Okay, so we're not going to cook them for very long. Just a little bit longer because the beans might need a little bit longer. I think mainly the beans, hey?
Yeah, that looks ready.
Looks ready, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we can put all the other ingredients in. Oh, you can put the pasta in, darling.
Yeah. And just then in a minute, we need to chop the sausage up.
Yeah, just chop the sausage. Sorry, put it in my hands. There we are. This is a nice vegan sausage. Of course, you can put in any other plant protein, whatever you like. You can put soy or chicken or soy mince, tofu or anything you like, really, to flavor up the whole dish.
Okay,
I think you can put in, the mushroom sauce, darling. Yeah, I'll help you. Perfect, wow.
This is a good sound.
Yeah, great. Sam loves mushroom sauce.
Very tasty.
Yes. Spinach bit, thank you, darling. I thought it was missing something, but I... Yeah, and the spinach bit cooks very quickly, you know that, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I put it in big pieces.
Oh, yeah, that's very clever. Okay. That's very clever, yeah.
Small.
And also, you don't like it too cooked anyway, do you?
No.
Don't you? No. And you still have the freshness. And look at the color. Wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, I think this is ready, darling.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, darling. I think this has cooled down, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to taste some?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I'll try to put something of everything on a spoon for you.
Okay.
There you are.
It's really nice.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good to grow our own vegetables too, isn't it, Mum?
Yeah, darling. Because you like it. Shall we put it in a lunchbox now?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, of course, this can be used for adults as well. You can tailor make it, so you can add whatever herbs you like. And whatever soy meat you like, you know, soy protein you like. Is it enough, darling?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to close this?
Yep.
Okay, now we have our dessert,
mm-hmm.
Our homegrown raspberries, which we picked yesterday. Hey, that was fun, hey? I'll fill this up. There you are, wow. Lovely color, hey?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll close this little tiny box because you're busy eating, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a second kind of dessert that is not homegrown. It's also very healthy. It's dried apricots and dried prunes. Three of each?
Yeah.
Will that do? Yeah. Now we're gonna fit this all in our lunchbox. With a little tiny spoon for eating. A funky servette. Another funky servette.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Put it underneath here. There you are. Okay, now we're going to put the lid on the lunchbox. And this is our second lunchbox, darling.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Pleasure. And then a nice healthy drink on top. Can't fit in the box, but we just put it on top, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah? There you go.
Okay.
Mmm. Thank you so much for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We hope we inspired you with this idea for lunchbox to take to school or to take to work. And we also hope that we inspired you a little to grow your own, because Sam and I really enjoy to grow our own vegetables, own fruits, and just the freshness of it when you taste it, and just the pleasure to go to our own vegetable garden instead of going to the shop. It's fantastic. And we hope we will see you very soon for our second lunchbox idea. Bye-bye.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.